The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, continues.
Welcome back to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Time now for the PNC Bank Film Breakdown. As Matt Wilhelm and I take a look at Johnny Manziel's first quarter touchdown pass to Gary Barnes. What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Inside the Film Room. Nathan Zagura joined by Matt Wilhelm for today's edition as we take a look at the Browns and the Seahawks. And here it is, 3rd and 7, the ball on the Seattle 7, and the Browns looking to get it into the end zone. We've got trips to the right, Terrell Pryor, Gary Barnage, and of course Taylor Gabriel. You've got Travis Benjamin up here, Duke Johnson, and Johnny is going to be in the shotgun. What is Seattle showing you here pre-snap? They got 4 down linemen. It looks like everybody else is kind of in zone playing the end zone.
Yeah, they
are. Zone.
Here you see 4 players over 3. So they're going to zone this off. This is what Seattle does so well. They play their zone coverage even down in the red zone. So they've got 4 over 3. They've got a 1-on-1. He's playing inside man technique. So he's really trying to take away the slant by Benjamin, maybe force a throw, that back shoulder throw on the backside.
Barnage goes in motion. Doesn't really change the defense because they are in that zone. Look, so he wants to get the ball out now. What do you got? Pryor's locked up with Richard Sherman. Nothing on the
double
hitch
here
of the goal line. And they've got Barnage doubled. Gary Barnage told me after the game they played more man on him than they'd seen on film all year long, as they want to make sure he's taken away. And Benjamin's basically double teamed up top as well. What you have here is going to be Duke Johnson for a check down, but they got to feel that they're going to be able to make the tackle before Duke can get in the end zone.
The one cardinal rule here is, as a linebacker, you always want to force this guy to run around you to keep your body in between the quarterback and the receiver. And we see Gary Barnage win low to keep the play alive and get into the vision of Johnny Manziel.
To be able to cross his face. So as the play breaks down, Johnny gets out of the pocket. He scrambles right. I talked to Gary, and he said, I saw him going right, so I was going to come with him this way. But as you see, the linebacker starts to suck up. That leaves Gary alone. Now, this safety's going to try to get down here, but he can't get there in time. And it's a great throw. If you look at it from where he is outside the hashes back across the field, just in time to Barnage, who seals him off for the touchdown. A thing of beauty, big play, Gare. Now 9 touchdowns on the season. That ties the Browns franchise record for most of the season by a tight end. All right, folks, thanks for joining us in the film room. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura, saying keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns. Well, Coach, when you watch that play back, Seahawks did a great job of covering it. They took away everything. Johnny did a great job of buying time, finding Gary when the linebacker kind of bit on the run, making a great throw. To me, what stood out about him is he's just so much more calm. You don't see that frenetic, helter-skelter kind of look once he gets out of the pocket. Was that a play that showed kind of his maturation and what he can do once he gets outside the pocket?
Yeah, it's a good example. And we talked about it. It was because it's something that Russell Wilson does extremely well, that Johnny's done well, especially of late, is scrambling with a purpose, keeping their eyes downfield. Some quarterbacks, when they get out, they are just completely they're going to run it no matter what, and they don't look downfield. And those are the guys you can deal with. You'll give up some scramble yards. But, no, the fact that he was able to get out and put that stress on the linebacker, force the undercoverage to come out and come forward, and kept his eyes, found Gary across the field, and threw a strike.
All right, it's time now for the holiday-themed hashtag AskPet. Here we go. And Die Hard is included in this, for the record, your favorite holiday movie.
Well, Die Hard is not eligible in my book because it's not a Christmas. If you asked 100 guys in a bar, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I promise you it will be less than 50. We'll say yes.
And that's interesting. I'd like to go to a bar with you, and we can do this. Well, I'm going to ask Tremont later on in the show.
Yeah, well, you can go and just let me know how it goes. I'm a Christmas Vacation guy.
Oh, yeah.
I love Christmas Vacation, and maybe that just shows my demented side a little bit. A lot of people are with It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street.
You're totally
I'm
right.
More of a Scrooged Christmas Vacation type deal.
All right. Favorite holiday cookie?
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one because I grew up. My mom was an outstanding baker. I got to go with the peanut butter cookie with the chocolate kiss in the middle of it.
That's
one. If I had to pick one, that's the one I'm going with.
All right, that's very strong. All right, and then Christmas tree, real or fake?
Ooh, I've had both, but I'm gonna have to go with real.
Yeah.
I grew up that for a long stretch at our house, we would get a real one that still had the roots and it still had the ball and everything with it. We had to put it in the big tub and cover it up with the tree skirt and then put it in the garage and wrap it up and keep it warm until the ground thawed that we could dig it. And because my parents, we were putting them in our backyard. Then it started to look after a while like we were starting a tree farm in our backyard. So I think we ended up make things easier going to an artificial. So no, I like the process of getting the kids in town and taking them out to a tree farm and hopefully remembering to bring a saw and get in the cut tree.
Well, Coach, hope you get to enjoy all of your holiday favorites this year, and hopefully you get a nice win on Sunday against the Chiefs.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Happy holidays to you and your family and everybody watching. We'll be back with Tremon Williams for the player interview here on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford, returns.